You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese left Australians in little doubt about his feelings on the National Day of Mourning for Queen Elizabeth II on the 22nd of September.
This is a time for unity of Australia as a nation, a time where we are grieving and acknowledging the contribution of Queen Elizabeth II as our head of state for 70 years.
Things do open. Essential services, of course, open on public holidays. And it is the case that penalty rates apply on public holidays. This is a one-off occasion. This is historic.
However, not everyone is happy about the placement of the day itself. With Melbourne in the middle of AFL Grand Final week, the day allocated to mourning the Queen comes just a day before the Victorian public holiday on Friday the 23rd. Bruce Keyboard is the founder of The Big Group, a company involved in staging Grand Final events at multiple venues in the lead-up to AFL's biggest game. Mr. Keyboard says it couldn't have come at a worse time for his company.
Thursday, the day before the Grand Final holiday, was the day that we set everything up. It was also the night where major events are held. All those events now go onto public holiday rates. Every hotel room, every airline, every cafe, bar and restaurant is now paying public holiday rates.
Some economists, including Stephen Koukoulis, predict the day of mourning will cost the Australian economy around $1.5 billion. And he says that doesn't include the associated penalty payments.
Yes, it's lost productivity and disruption to actual economic activity. The penalty payments are not part of that, because that's simply a transfer from the business to the worker. That's fine. So that's not lost GDP. It's the fact that, I'll use the example of a car repair. If you're putting your car in for a service that day and that business shuts down because it's a public holiday, then they don't service your car. You've got to reschedule it, and all the lost productivity from the poor people ringing up, oh, we can't do it on the 22nd of September, we'll have to make it another day.
Alexei Boyd is the CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia. Ms. Boyd says that the day will actually be of benefit to some businesses around the country, but those that rely on customers making appointments such as hairdressing and beauty salons might struggle.
We've spoken to a number of our members in lots of different industries, and we're getting quite a mixed bag of responses. Some who would benefit from having the increased foot traffic, for example, or those who are in particular tourism-prone areas, are seeing it as a really welcome opportunity and a great day to increase sales. But a number of other sectors of the small business economy are experiencing quite a number of stresses around how to work out the logistics and how to manage customer appointments, for example.
The various state and territory public holidays are like a patchwork quilt, and that lack of uniformity can hurt businesses around the country, according to the Australian Retailers Association. Its chief industry officer is Fleur Brown, and she is calling for a national approach to bring everyone onto the same page.
We would love to see the states and territories get together and align, and we believe this needs to happen under the leadership of the federal government in many instances. Trading hours is one instance of that. There are many other challenges in place, things like payroll tax. Things are not standard, and there's an enormous cost to business for that lack of alignment.
However, some business owners such as Bruce Keyboard want to go a step further. He says it's time to consider giving greater choice to employees as to what public holidays they take part in.
So perhaps it should be a user journey where, like sick days, employees have the choice to choose which public holiday they want to take. And I think for our Islamic community, our Jewish community, and the whole diversity question that we now have, why can't Australians choose the public holiday that suits them?
John Baldock, SBS News.